Okay, let's pick up with Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says, "Bechol kelim nosan liyadaim," using with any keli you can put onto the hands, meaning you can do netilas adaim with any kli, with any vessel, regardless of whether it's made out of wood or bone or glass. Afilu beklei glalim, even if the keli is made out of dung, of beklei avanim, or with vessels that are made out of stone, beklei adama, or with vessels that are made out of dirt, out of mud. You can use all of these things in order to do netilas adaim. Why is that a chiddush that you can use these things? So the question that we have to really figure out over here is that in certain areas of halacha you might consider something to be a kli, and in other areas of halacha you might not consider something to be a kli. So over here, when it comes to hilchos tumah v'tahara, we know that in order for a kli to be able to be mekabel tumah, so a classic example is a kli that's made out of metal. A metal kli is something that can be mekabel tumah, but a kli that's made out of dung, or a kli that's made out of stone, or a kli that's made out of mud, those things are not mekabel tumah. So though, even though in the world of tumah, these things are not considered to be kalim, such that they would be mekabel tumah, when it comes to netilas adayim, they are considered kalim, and you can use them to do netilas adayim. The Mishnah goes on and says, "Ein nosan liyadayim, lo bedafnas hakelim, v'lo b'shulei hamachatz." So you cannot put onto the hands. In other words, you cannot do netilas adayim, lo bedafnas hakelim, not with the walls of vessels. Meaning to say, let's say you have a netilas adayim cup that it splits right down the middle vertically. So now that if you pick up the sides of this broken cup, you have the wall of half a cup, and it's curved, so it can serve as a receptacle. It could hold water if you filled it up, if you hold it the right way. So the Mishnah says you cannot use the walls of kelim to do netilas adayim. V'lo b'shulei hamachatz. You cannot use the shulayim, are like the base or the bottom of machatz. A machatz is a large like bucket that they used to use to draw water. So if I have a large bucket, let's say it's a 12-inch bucket, and the top 10 inches of this bucket get sliced off somehow. So now I'm left with 2 inches at the bottom. Well, it still can serve as like a receptacle. So the Mishnah says, well, even though it could hold water, you're not allowed to use that as, you're not allowed to use that for netilas adayim. It's a broken kli. V'lo b'magufas hachavis, you cannot use the seal of a barrel. For example, let's say kind of like a pot cover, that if you take a pot cover and hold it upside down, so that can contain water. So you cannot use the cover, the lid, the seal of a barrel in order to do netilas adayim. V'lo yitin l'chaver b'chafnav, you cannot put one cannot put to his friend using his hands when they're a chafnaim, like we had is like a handful. This is if you cup your hands together and fill them up with water. So if Reuven cups his hands together and fills them up with water, he cannot use that water now to do netilas adayim onto Shimon's hands. Okay. Mipneij, because she'ain memalin, you cannot fill up. Vein makajin, and you cannot do kiddush, cannot consecrate. Ve'in mazin mechatas, and you cannot sprinkle the mechatas. Ve'in nosin leidaim, you cannot put onto the hands, you cannot do netilas daim, ela bekeli, except with a kli. What does this mean? What were all these things over here? So memalin, mekachin, and mazin, this is talking about the process involved in paraduma. We know that when you take a paraduma, that's the red cow, that when if you have a person who becomes tamei lames, he comes into contact with a dead body. So now the only way for him to become tar, part of the process is he has to be sprinkled with the ashes of a paraduma, with the ashes of a red cow. And they would take a perfectly red cow, after slaughtering it, they'd burn it, and they would take the ashes and put them into a cup that contained mayim chaim, that contained fresh spring water. So where do they get the fresh spring water? So they go to the spring and they fill it up into a kli. Now that I have this kli filled with mayim chaim, then they would take the efer paraduma and they would do kiddush. They would put the ashes onto the water. Then, once I have this kli that it has the mayim chaim in it, that now contains the ashes of the paraduma, then they would take some hyssop grass, and they would dip it into this kli that contains the mayim chaim with the efer paraduma. They would dip it in, and they would sprinkle onto the person who had become tameh. So the Mishnah is telling us that those three parts, when you fill up from the Mayim Chaim, and when you do the Kiddush, and when you do the Hazah, the sprinkling of the Mechatas, that has to be done using a Kli. So the water, the Mayim Chaim has to be put in directly into a Kli. the kiddush has to be done by putting the Efer Paraduma into a vessel that contains the Mayim Chaim. And the Hazah, the sprinkling of the Meichatas, by dipping the hyssop grass, the dipping has to be done into a kli that contains the Mayim Chaim with the Efer Paraduma. Now the Mishnah says, Ve'inos l'niyadayim, you cannot do Natilas Adayim el b'kli, unless you have a kli. So all these things you need to use a kli for, and that's similarly why you can't use the walls of a kli, of a broken kli, or shulei amachatz. They're not considered kalim. Okay, now the Mishnah goes on and gives us two final halachas. Once we're discussing kalim, the Mishnah says, Ve'ein matzilin b'tzamet b'sil el kalim. The concept of tzamet b'sil that we save things with is only with kalim. What does that mean? What's the concept of tzamet b'sil? So the concept of tzamet b'sil, we know that normally there are different ways for different kinds of kalim to become tame. So we've discussed if I have a metal kli, if I have a metal spoon, it can become tame by coming into contact with an avatuma. It comes into contact with a nevela, with a carcass, or one of the shemona shratzim discussed in the Torah. Various ways for a kli to become tame. Now, a kli charis is unique. When you have an earthenware vessel, a kli charis cannot become tame through its exterior. If you have a sheretz, or if you have a nevela, carcass, that comes into contact with the exterior of a kli charis, if I have an earthenware pot and the article of tuma only touches the outside of the pot, the kli does not become tame. In order for kli charis to become tame, the tuma has to be submerged. It has to be introduced into the airspace of that kli charis. Now, there's another interesting halacha, and that is that if I have items that are inside of an ohel, so if I have kalim that are in the same room as a mace, as a dead body, so there's a person, he dies at home, he dies at his kitchen table, and now he was eating breakfast, so there's a spoon on the table. That spoon is under the same roof as this corpse, so the spoon becomes tame. What about if on the same kitchen table there was a bowl? So the bowl also, assuming it was made out of, let's say, metal, that bowl would become tame. Similarly, if the bowl were made out of earthenware, so the tuma that is in the room now is under the same roof as this tuma, as this mace, so all the room, the whole room is, the things in that room can become tame through tuma, it's called tumas ol, the things that are under the same roof as that mace, and therefore if the bowl that's on the table is made out of earthenware, so if it's not covered, that bowl, the interior of that bowl is penetrated by tuma, and so therefore the kli can become tame. However, though, if I have things that are contained inside of this bowl, and the bowl is sealed with a lid, so then that's the concept of tzamet pesil. Tzamet pesil is from a lashon of, like Rashi and the Pasuk says, it's from a lashon of Naftali, that it was a lashon of chibor, a lashon of being connected. And tzamet is the lid, the top, the seal of that kli. So b'tzamet pesil, with a tzamet that is pesil, that's sealed, that's connected to the kli. So the tzamet pesil, this lid that you have on top of the earthenware kli, can save the things that are inside of the earthenware kli. And so that happens only when the kli cheres has a bona fide status of a kli. It has to be a bona fide kli. Okay, so now the final point of the Mishnah is Sha'in Matzilin, which is really not really, it's not a reason for the previous thing. It's a separate halacha. It should really be the same idea. It's not, the Mishnah is just telling you, and also, this is not Matzil. It doesn't save Miyad Klicharis Ela Kalim. Only Kalim can be things that can save from the hand of a Klicharis. What does that mean? So what that means is that, remember, the magic of the Klicharis happens inside of the Kli. And so the same way that the kli itself doesn't become tummy unless the tuma is submerged, is introduced into the airspace of the kli. So if I have an earthenware pot, or if I have an earthenware oven, an oven that's made out of clay, and I have bread that's baking in that oven, and a rodent, one of the shmona shratzim, makes its way into that oven, and the sheretz dies, well, now everything that's inside of that oven becomes tame, because that is the airspace of the oven, and so the airspace of the oven becomes permeated with tuma, which means that the bread that's inside of it becomes tame. However, what about if I have a kli inside of that oven? So the kli does not become tame. So the halacha is that if, let's say, I have an earthenware pot, and inside of this earthenware pot let's say it's only 2 inches tall. It's a saucepan. It's an earthenware pan. And inside of this earthenware pan is one of the shrutzim that died. So now the whole airspace of this pan becomes tummy. But what about if I would take a wine bottle that's filled with wine and stick it into this saucepan? So the wine bottle is protruding way above the saucepan. Does the wine become tummy? And the answer is no, because the wine is not in the same confines of the klicheres as the tuma. The avir, the airspace of the kli, is what's permeated with tuma, and the food would have to be in the airspace, directly in the airspace of the kli, in order for it to become tummy. So because it's inside of a kli, it's inside of a wine bottle, it cannot become tummy. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? The Mishnah told us, for starters, you can use any kind of kli in order to do netil sedaim. It could be wood, it could be bone, it could be glass, it can even be made out of dung or stone or mud. But you cannot use a broken kli, like the wall of a broken kli, or the base of a broken kli, or the top of a barrel. You can't use your hands to cup your hands together to do netil sedaim onto your friend's hands. And same thing, there are a couple of other areas of halacha that require a kli. You cannot do kido. You cannot fill up the water for mayim chayim for paraduma. You can't do kiddush, you can't do hazah. All those things as part of the paraduma process require a kli, just as netil sedaim requires a kli. The final two halachas were that the concept of tzamid pisil, that when you have something that's inside of the oel of, that's inside of an oel, that inside of this room, under the same roof, is a maze. So if I have a kli in the same room as a mace, the kli becomes tummy. However, if it's inside of a kli cheres, if a kli cheres is sealed, so the things that are inside of that sealed kli cheres are blocked from the tumma. The final halacha is that a kli cheres is able to transmit tumma through its airspace. And so therefore, if I have a sheretz that's dead inside of a kli cheres, an earthenware keli, so everything, all the food that's inside of that kli cheres becomes tummy. But if the food is inside of a kli that protrudes above the top of the kli cheres, that also is not going to become tummy. Now, the halacha of the Mishnah that tells us is that in order for that wine bottle to prevent the kli cheres, the tumma that's coming from the sheretz inside of the kli cheres, in order for the wine bottle to block, it has to be a bona fide kli. Okay.